ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋಧಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಶೋಧಾನಂದನ ಯಶೋಧಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಶೋಧಾನಂದನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಆಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋಧಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಶೋಧಾನಂದನ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा जय राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधे आयरा जय जगन्नाथ जगन्नाथ बलदेवा जय सुभद्राय जगन्नाथ जय गौरनिताय 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 श्री श्री गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 नेताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल
जय ओम विष्णु भक्त परमहंस परिवाचकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्री डिवाइन ग्रेस सर्वचरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी विष्णु प्रभुपाद की ISKCON Liberty Founder Acharya, Saver of the Whole World, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Astotrasata Shri Shrimad His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Srila Prabhupada ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki Premsakahe Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopika Shamakunda Radha Kundagiri Govardhan ki యుగధర్మ శ్రీ హరినామ సంకీర్తన్ కి గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి ఆల్ గోరిష్ట అసెంబల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గోరిష్ట అసెంబల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గోరిష్ట అసెంబల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति न इष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय గోవిందాయ నమో నమః సో వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ క్యాంటో 4 చాప్టర్ 25 టెక్స్ట్ 55 సాయర్హి అంతఃపురగతో విశూచినా సమన్వితః మోహం ప్రసాదం హర్షం వా యాతి జాయాత్మజోద్భవం సాయర్హ్యంతఃపురగతో విశూచినా సమన్వితః
मोहं प्रसादं हर्षं वा याति जायात्मजोद्भवम् सायर्ह्यन्तः पुरगतो विसूचिना समन्वितः मोहं प्रसादं हर्षं वा याति जायात्मजोद्भवम् सायर्हि अन्तः पुरगतो विशूचिना समन्वितः अस्मं प्रसादं हर्षं वा सायर्हि अन्तः पुरगतो विशूचिना समन्वितः मोहं प्रसादं हर्षं वा याति जायात्मजोद्भवम् सायर्ह्यन्तः पुरगतो विसूचिना समन्वितः मोहं प्रसादं हर्षं वा याति जायात्मजोद्भवम् माताजी सायर्हन्तः पुरगतो विसूचीनां समन्वितः सा इहि यर्हि वेन् अन्तःपुरा टु हिस् प्रैवेट् होम् गतः यूस् टु गो विसूचिना बै द मैण्ड् समन्वितः अकम्पनीड् मोहम् इल्यूजन् प्रसादं सेटिस्फाक्षन् हर्षं हेपिनेस् वा आर् याति यूस् टु एन्जाय् जाया वैफ् Atmaja, children, Udbhavam, produced by them. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. Sometimes he used to go to his private home with one of his chief servants, the mind, who was named Visuchina. At that time, illusion, satisfaction and happiness used to be produced from his wife and children. Purport. According to Vedic conclusion, oneself is situated within the heart. As stated in Vedic language, Hridi Ayam Atma Pratishthitaha. The self is situated within the heart. In the material condition, however, the spirit soul is covered by material qualities, namely goodness, passion, ignorance, and darkness. Within the heart, these three qualities react. For instance, when one is in goodness, he feels happiness. When one is in passion, he feels satisfaction through material enjoyment. And when one is in darkness, he feels bewilderment. All these activities are of the mind and they function on the platform of thinking, feeling and willing. When the living entity is encircled by wife, children and home, he acts on the mental plane. Sometimes he is very happy, sometimes very much satisfied, sometimes he is not satisfied and sometimes he is bewildered. Bewilderment is called moha, illusion. Illusioned by society, friendship and love, the living entity thinks that his so-called society, friendship and love, nationality, community, etc. will give him protection. He does not know that after death he will be thrown into hands of a very strong material nature that will force him to accept a certain type of body according to his present work. This body may not even be a human body. Thus, living entity's feeling of security in this life, in the midst of society, wife and friendship, is nothing but illusion. All living entities entangled in various material bodies are illusioned by the present activities of material enjoyment. They forget their real business, which is to go back home, back to Godhead. Everyone who is not in Krishna consciousness must be considered to be in illusion. One's so-called feelings of happiness and satisfaction resulting from material things are also illusion. Factually, neither society, friendship, love, nor anything else can save one from the onslaught of external energy, which is symptomized by birth, death, old age and disease. To get even one living entity out of illusory condition is a very difficult. Therefore, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7.14, Daivihesha gunamayi mama maya duratyayam mamevahi prapadyante maya metam tarantite. This divine energy of mind consisting of three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Therefore, unless one surrenders completely at lotus feet of Lord Krishna, he cannot get out of entanglement of three modes of material nature. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhu Unmilitamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitamena Bhutalem Swayam Rupaha Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namavom Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutalem Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaham He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaham Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. So that I can speak something to glorify Krishna and as a service to all the devotees, especially His Grace Sundarshan Prabhu, His Grace Ramnitai Prabhu and all the assembled Vaishnavas. So first we will see the what is going on in this chapter. Just a overlook, because for last so many days the different gates, Puranjan is going through different gates and experiencing different things, so we get lost. So in the beginning just I'll give an overview and then we'll enter into this translation and purport. So we see in this last, in the this Prachina Barhishad happens to be one of the great descendant of Dhruva Maharaj. So just before this section, Prithu Maharaj section is being described. And after that, when Sukadeva Goswami is, Maitreya Muni is telling to Vidura, the descendants of Prithu Maharaj. So in that one name comes is Prachina Barhishad. And then he was told that Prachina Barhishad is so great that he conducted this fruity activities, this yajna, all over the world. Always, wherever people went all over the world during his regime, that there always this Kusha grass, always facing towards east side.
Yes.
And then when he was getting married, he was advised by Lord Brahma to marry daughter of Samudra. And then when this marriage was going on along with the daughter of Samudra, she was so beautiful, she was so charming and attractive that when they were circumambulating the Agni, because when marriage getting happened, they have to circumambulate Agni 7 times, isn't it? So when the circumambulation was going on, protection was going on, the Agni, demigod, got himself attracted to her. And then but somehow he got married to her. And then later he produced to her 10 sons who are famously called as Prachetas. And then he sends them to tapasya, and they go to tapasya. They go to do tapasya for almost 10,000 years. And then when they went for doing tapasya, they come across Lord Shiva, who instructs them. Yes, Rudra Gita is very famous. Last entire chapter is dedicated for Rudra Gita. The instructions by Lord Shiva to Prachetas, how to perform devotional service. And then that's how their life become perfect. And then in this chapter, the focus turns towards Prachina Barhishat. Okay, these children got delivered. What about the father? Father got still stuck up in Karmakanda only. So what to speak of that? Because the great Prachina Barhishat is coming from great descendant of Dhruva Maharaj and Prithu Maharaj, who went back to Godhead. How can this great descendant can get stuck up in only Karmakanda? So taking pity, compassion on this Prachina Barhishat, Narada Muni comes to his kingdom. What a great fortune. The children got association of one great Mahajan, Lord Shiva, and the father getting association of another Mahajan, Narada Muni. Yes. And then he comes and asks, so what are you doing? What is the goal of your future activities? And the Prachina Barhishat replies, even I don't know what is the goal of this future activities. I am completely bewildered. Can you please enlighten me? And then Narada Muni gives one short demo that the animals whom you are killing for the sacrifices, they are waiting next life to kill you and take their revenge. He just gives a demo, just see all of them are waiting for you. And then he becomes bewildered, becomes frightened. Prachina Barhishat asks him, submits to him, please tell me what I should do now. So Narada Muni, instead of directly instructing him that do this, do that, he doesn't do so, Narada Muni. He tells an allegorical story to instruct Prachina Barhishat. Because he is a king, he may not be able to take the instructions directly because of his great kingship. So Narada Muni uses this allegorical story of Puranjan to instruct him about the goal of life and what to do, all these things. So, and then he introduces a story called Puranjan story. So once this great Puranjan, he was traveling all over the world for some residence, and then he happens to come to the southern side of Himalayas, which is called as Bharatavarsha. And then when he was about to enter, so he sees this great city of 9 gates. And outside this city, so there is a great, very beautiful lady who was roaming with 11 servants and thousands of maid servants. And then many slokas were described about her beauty and the conversation between this Puranjana and her, how both of them decide to enjoy life. And then with that decision, they decide to enter the city to enjoy. And the description is given that they enjoyed for a long time. And he told, then this section especially, that how he, and this city had 9 gates. 9 gates are in different directions. Out of these 9 gates, 5 gates are facing towards east. One is towards north, another towards south, and 2 are facing western side. And then King Puranjan, he goes through each gate for a specific purpose with specific person. And then in last verse, yesterday Sarvalakshanapu took that verse, he went with his hands and legs, who are considered to be blind. They don't have eyes, and he went with them. And in this verse today, what he is telling is that he used to go to this private home with one of his associates. What is it? Visuchina, that is called mind. And at that time, illusion, satisfaction and happiness used to follow from his wife and children. So Prabhupada, briefly he tells about the mind, the 3 modes, and the family life when not practiced in based on Krishna consciousness. So we'll focus mostly on these 2-3 things. One is about mind, and second is about how to lead a Krishna conscious family life. And if possible, time permits, we'll see some examples for that. So Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita dedicates most of his slokas in 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita about the nature of this mind. If you refer 6th chapter, especially 6.5, 6.6, and 6.25, 26, 27, 33, 34. So Krishna tells about the nature and working of this mind and how to be careful to deal with the mind and how to protect ourselves from the mind. So he tells in 6.5, Uddaret atmanatmanam, natmanam avasadayet, atmaivahi atmano bandur, atmaivaripur atmanaham. One must deliver himself with the help of his mind and not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul and his enemy as well. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, Atma indicates 3 things, body, mind and soul, depending upon different circumstances. So in our practice, whether it is Jnana Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga or Bhakti Yoga,
The mind is one of the greatest targets to be controlled. Yes. So Prabhupada mentions in Nectar of Instruction, the introduction, the first duty of every devotee, every sadhaka, is to control his mind and senses. And unless one controls his mind and senses, there is no question of devotional service. So Goswami is surely one who controls not only senses, but also the mind. The one who controls mind and senses is called Goswami. And it is not so easy to control. Because something is outside us, maybe it is easy to control. When we consider a friend or enemy, so we come to know that his friend, enemy, is outside us. He's outside us. But mind is such a thing, is inside us. And we don't come to know only that mind is telling me as a friend or mind is telling me as an enemy. And most of the time, in the conditioned state, mind is telling as an enemy only. And to recognize mind's voice and control it, it requires some training and guidance. Yes. So, many times when mind proposes some act of sense gratification, temptation, unfortunately we identify mind's voice to be our voice and get succumbed to it. That's the first big problem. If you identify mind as something different from us, then we can control it. But when we identify mind with our results, problem is we cannot control it. When mind tells, I want sense gratification, we start thinking, I want sense gratification, not mind. When mind wants, we should tell, mind wants, not I want. So there is a great, when we identify mind something separate from our existence, from us, then we will be able to control the mind. But when we identify ourselves with the mind, it becomes very difficult to control the mind. And in the beginning, mind speaks in third person only. No, mind tells, I want. And in the beginning, we'll identify it. But the more we keep on fulfilling the mind's demands, then it starts speaking in first person. That I want it, I want it, I want it. And when you start identifying with first person, that with mind, it's very difficult to control. So we have to distinguish that mind wants it, not I want it. Like for example, when in the morning program, when we want to go and take rest, although we're not feeling so much of tired, we can extend a little bit and know we can do it. But mind tells, no, you are tired. Please go and take rest.
Yes.
And then you start thinking that, no, yes, I am tired. I want to take rest. Actually, who is tired? It's mind who is tired, not we. Soul is never tired in morning program. In fact, soul is blissful and active during morning program. It is directly in contact with Krishna. It is a most active time for the soul. But the mind is extremely tired because of coming in contact with direct sound vibration of Krishna through different programs. And mind is exhausted. Because the mind's problem is what? Mind makes exciting seems to be exhausting. And exhausting things seem to be exciting. What is the exciting thing for the soul? To come in touch with Krishna. Either in terms of morning program, Mangalarati, chanting, Guru Puja, dancing, hearing Bhagavatam class, doing Prabhupada book reading, hearing. All these things are directly coming in touch with Krishna consciousness, which is most exciting for the soul, because soul is waiting for this opportunity for millions and millions of lifetimes. Yes. And it is very exciting for the soul. Soul is eagerly waiting for it, just like fish is waiting for the water. But the mind, what it does unfortunately, it tells, this is the most exhausting thing. Chanting 2 hours, 16 rounds, my Lord, till 7:15, so tiring, you cannot do it. After that Guru Puja, after that Bhagavatam class, after that Prasad, after that rest, oh my God, so much I have to wait for the rest. No, now only go and take rest. The mind cheats us. So it makes exciting thing seems to be exhausting. And the exhausting thing, what is the exhausting thing? Trying for sense gratification, trying to get material pleasures is the most exhausting thing, because we put thousands of, tons of endeavors and we get only 1 milligram of happiness. That's what sense gratification means. That's what happiness means. We have to put so much of endeavors to get little drops of happiness. And the most exhausting thing for the soul. But mind makes it seem to be exciting. And because we identify with this mind, we follow the mind's dictates. And we get succumbed to mind's demands. So when mind tells, you are tired, go and take rest. And eventually we start thinking, I am tired, I want to go and take rest. And we go and collapse. And the soul is so morose that I missed in touch with Krishna. Again, I have to wait for next day morning. I don't know what will happen next. Yes. So that's why Krishna is telling here, one must deliver himself with the help of the mind, not degrade himself. So we have to, with the help of mind, we should upgrade ourselves, not degrade ourselves. And the next verse Krishna tells, Bandhuratmanastasya yenatmanayvatmana jitaham anatmanastu shatratvet varte tamatmaiva shatruvat. For whom who has conquered his mind, the mind is the best of friends. But for one who has failed to do so, his mind will remain the greatest enemy. So, the whole process of Krishna consciousness is to control the mind, to make it our best friend. Currently, it is our worst enemy. Yes? Mind is not mentor. Mind is tormentor. Mentor means we take counseling from it. We take guidance from it. Yes? When we take guidance from it, when we understand that he is my well-wisher. He is my, he wishes my well-being. He wishes my advancement in Krishna consciousness. So then we go and take guidance. Yes, but when you come to know that he is not my well-wisher, in fact, he is my tormentor, he is going to torture me. So we will not go to him and take his guidance. Yes, but unfortunately, when it comes to mind, we hear so much about mind, but when mind gives some suggestions, some instructions, some advices, we submit to it. Because we consider mind is our very near mentor. That's a big problem. So mind disguises itself to be our mentor. Cheats us that it is our best mentor. Although our best mentor is Lord Krishna, and his representatives, the spiritual master and all the Vaishnavas, we forget their mentoring. And we believe in mind's mentoring. So we have to understand that mind is not our mentor, mind is tormentor. So when you succumb to the mind and mind's demands and wishes, what we are going to experience is torture, not any counseling, any valuable guidance. And then in 6 point, then how to control mind? Then Arjuna asks Krishna. Then Krishna tells, Eto yato nishchalati manaschanchala mastiram tatastato niyamaitvad atma neva vasham vahet. From wherever the mind wanders due to flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So mind's duty is to keep on roaming around wherever it wants to. And we experience its best roaming capacity during chanting. We complete 16 rounds successfully, wandering all over the universe, not even focusing on one Mahamantra. Yes, so we can get to know the mind's power, especially during chanting time. And most of us are experienced about it. Yes. So how to control the mind? Krishna is telling a very simple formula. That wherever it goes, bring it back and focus on self. And Krishna tells more details that where to engage the mind properly in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. But here is just giving the indication. Basically, the mind can be settled and satisfied and controlled only at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. That's why Amrish Maharaj in Sloka tells, Savai mana Krishna padaravindayor. The mind is controlled only when it is engaged in activities of Krishna consciousness. Thinking, feeling, willing about Krishna. Then only it is satisfied. So wherever mind goes, so we have to bring it back. When we are chanting Hare Krishna, we bring back the mind and focus on hearing the holy name. Mind becomes automatically controlled. The mind, in the beginning, mind may cry, mind may scream, no, I don't want to hear. It's too much for me. But by training, eventually mind starts liking the chanting of holy name. In fact, mind only tells eventually that here chant holy name, here Bhagavatam. Yes. When the mind in impure state, it wants to run away from Krishna. And mind in its pure state wants to come closer to Krishna. You might have seen the pantomime show, the Mind Your Mind. How many have seen that? Yes, that's very graphically depicted there how in the beginning that mind doesn't want to hear holy name or take association of devotees. But eventually when it is engaged more and more and more, mind starts liking it. And even when we want to go here and there, the mind tells no, keep chanting Hare Krishna. Keep go to class. Think about Krishna, remember Krishna. So we have to come to that stage where the mind is purified and wants to remember about Krishna. And then the famous shlokas tells that Arjuna tells to Krishna, దట్ చంచలం హి మన కృష్ణ ప్రమాతి బలవద్రుడం తస్యాహం నిగ్రహం అన్యే వాయోరివ సుదుష్కరం. సో వెరీ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు కంట్రోల్. చంచలం హి వెరీ ఫ్లికరింగ్, ప్రమాతి మ్యాడ్, తస్యాహం నిగ్రహం అన్యే. నో, వెన్ టు కంట్రోల్ ద మైండ్ ఈస్ మోర్ డిఫికల్ట్ టు కంట్రోల్ ద విండ్. అర్జున హ్యాడ్ ద పవర్ టు కంట్రోల్ ద విండ్. Whenever this great attacks of wind comes, either in forms of hurricanes or many other tornadoes, in one few seconds it can collapse and destroy the whole city. A few years back when there was a tornado attack at the South India, Rameshwaram, so few minutes it came and the entire shore was evacuated. All the huts, all the buildings, whatever it was, it completely blown off. That is a mighty power of wind. So we cannot control it. But Arjuna is telling he can control the wind. Arjuna has that ability to control that wind. And he is admitting that I cannot control the mind. I cannot control. And Krishna, what he tells? Krishna is not pacifying Arjuna. No, no, Arjuna, you try it. It is possible. Not really, no. He is telling, yes, Arjuna, I agree. Very difficult to control. I also agree. Then how to control? He tells two things. Abhyasa and Vairagya. Abhyasa means keep on practicing, and Vairagya is detached from the things which are not favorable for sense gratification. Although he tells one formula to control the mind, but in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, first verse, he answers Arjuna's question. So Arjuna's question is what? How to control the mind. And here in 7th chapter, first verse, he tells how to control the mind. Maya sakta manah partha yogam yunjanmad ashrayaham asamshayam samagrammam yata jagnasya sitashunu. He tells that maya sakta manah partha. The mind can be controlled only when it develops attachment for me. So he directly is answering. Although there he is studying practicing and renunciation. What practice? What to practice? That is answering here in 7th chapter, first verse. Maya saktaha. Engage the mind in thinking about me. Engage the mind developing attachment for me. And when mind becomes attached to me, Krishna, then automatically it gets controlled. Otherwise it is very, very difficult to control. That's what. So this is the power of mind. So we have to mind the mind. If we don't mind the mind, then mind will create great torment, great trouble, great havoc for our spiritual practices. So the easy and best way to control the mind in this age of Kali, as given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is chanting of holy names of the Lord. So in that Kali Santarana Upanishad, that verse comes, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Shodashaka Nam Nam, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam, Nataram Parataro, Payat. Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. So there is no other easy way to control the mind in this age of Kali than chanting of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So the more we are able to attentively chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and hear the holy name, to that extent mind gets controlled. And to the extent we don't do it, so then it becomes very difficult. Because chanting means hearing. And hearing means what? Who has to hear? Not the ears. Because we are chanting and who is hearing is a good question. The mind has to hear. So we have to get the mind, make it sit beside us and tell, mind, dear mind, please hear holy name. Don't go here and there. Just hear holy name. The more the mind hears chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, the more it develops attachment for the Krishna. And the more it becomes easily to be controlled. Otherwise very difficult. So in the age of Kali, the very easy way to control the mind is chanting. Mantraha is Manah Trayati Iti Mantraha. That which delivers the mind is mantra. And that is, Hare Krishna is Mahamantra, the greatest deliverer of the mind. So how much we have to be attentive while chanting holy name in the morning time. That is about mind. And secondly, Prabhupada dedicates his purports for Jaya Shada Vandana Sanavan Ki, Shri Jagannath Balde Sumatra Ki, Shri Gaur Nukai, Shri Prabhupada. About When one is encircled by wife, children and home, he acts on mental plane. And sometimes very happy, sometimes satisfied, sometimes bewildered. And when one is encircled by this family members, he thinks that I am in greatest secure condition. I am in the greatest security. Nobody, nothing can trouble me. I can live like this happily. So it's all basically the mind makes one think that because I'm surrounded by so many family members, I will be most secure. Nobody, nothing can trouble me. That is another illusion mind keeps us in. Yes. So surely Krishna conscious family is a great opportunity to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, provided they keep Krishna in center. Because the purpose of marriage is to please Krishna. The purpose of all the varna and ashram is to please Krishna. Yes. Yes. Whether it is brahmacharya ashram, grihastha ashram, vanaprastha, sannyas, or brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, its purpose is to keep Krishna in center, to worship Krishna, to serve Krishna and to please Krishna. Yes. That's why grihastha ashram is called as ashram. Ashram is a place where Krishna is kept in center. Krishna's desires, Krishna's pleasure is kept in center. And as long as husband and wife come together and if they keep Krishna's pleasure or Guru's pleasure as in center, then that becomes a great means to make advancement and go back to God. Otherwise, it becomes a great entanglement. If husband starts thinking that wife is for my pleasure, wife is for my enjoyment, so then he gets entangled. Then he starts exploiting her. The one extreme is to become too much attached to wife and children. Other extreme is to become too much detached from them, thinking that they are maya. I am detached from them. So in both ways, the husband, the father exploits them, abuses them. Either too much attached to them or too much detached from them. The right way, the balanced way is to understand that they are Krishna's, they belong to Krishna, and they are entrusted to me, and my responsibility is to take care of them at all levels, physical, emotional and spiritual, and take them closer to Krishna. That's the purpose of grihastha ashram. Yes. So if husband tells wife that no, I want to assist you, I want to facilitate you in your Krishna consciousness, and I want you to facilitate my Krishna consciousness, then the grihastha ashram is Vaikuntha. It is nothing less than that, because the Krishna is in center. We find in that case of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he tells in that Vaishnava song, that when he comes back from his job of being a judge, and then when he comes and sees that there are nice kirtans going on in his home, he remembers Goloka Vrindavan. Because what we do here is what we're going to do Goloka Vrindavan also, keeping Krishna in center. The family who comes together keeping Krishna in center is none other than Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. That's all. And if Krishna is removed from the center and something else is kept aside, something else is given more priority, then that creates a lot of troubles, fightings, problems amidst family members. That's one. And similarly, children. Let's say somebody starts thinking that no, children is for my enjoyment, that is Maya. I send the children to school so that they earn money for my sense certification or for their sense certification. That is Maya. But if the parents send the children so that he will get trained in Krishna consciousness, and then he will assist the society in spreading Krishna consciousness, then that raising of children is very much Krishna consciousness. It's a great asset for the whole society. Otherwise, it becomes completely Maya. The duty of the parents is to make sure that they give training to children such a way that they will not take birth again. The duty of the mother is to raise the children in such a way that he will not enter into one more mother's womb in next lifetime. So then that is the perfection of no grihastha ashram training Krishna consciousness. And we have many examples in our parampara. Tomorrow is going to be appearance of Srivas Thakur. Yes, and if it is Srivas Thakur, he kept Lord Chaitanya's pleasure in center. And whenever Lord Chaitanya used to dance in Srivasangan, so Srivas Thakur and the whole family supported him so much for his pleasure. So much that one day Srivas Thakur's child passed away, and then he heard some cries going on. Somebody is crying loudly in the backyard. And Srivas Thakur went and found out that his own son died. But he warned his wife and other relatives that don't cry loudly, because your crying may disturb Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic dancing sankirtan. But you want to cry? Cry in the heart only. And they agreed. It's not that, no, they denied, how can we not do that? They agreed. And then Shiva Sadhguru warned them, if you are crying and no lamenting, disturb Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan, then I will tie stone around my neck and go and drown myself in the Ganges. And Shiva Sadhguru came back, continued assisting Lord Chaitanya in his Sankirtan. And after 6-7 hours, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped. Kirtan asked, Srivast Thakur, I am not finding ecstatic symptoms. Is there something wrong happened in your home? And Srivast Thakur did not come and tell, yes, my dear Lord, no, son passed away. So that's why he did not tell anything. He comes and tells Lord Chaitanya, that, my dear Lord Chaitanya, when you are personally present in the home, where can be sign of any inauspiciousness? But other members of the dancing Sankirtan, they came and told that Shiva's son passed away. And then Shiva's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, when it happened? 7 hours back. Why did not tell me? Then immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees go in backside, and then they find that Shiva Thakur's son lying down there. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calls him back. My dear child, come back. Why you left Shiva's so abruptly? Come back. And then the soul comes back to the child's body and speaks. And then he asks, where have you gone? Why you left so abruptly? Then the child speaks that, my dear Lord, I am your eternal servant. I am going where, according to your desire, where you want me to go. I am always your servant. Please bless me that wherever I go, I will not forget you. I will continue serving you. And then again lies down and passes away. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes so much touched by Srivas Thakur's devotional service that he cries. And then he tells that, my dear Srivas, how can I ever leave association of such wonderful devotees like Srivas? Yes. And then from today onwards, although Shiva's one son passed away, from today onwards, me and Itai will become children of Shiva's Thakur. And all devotees loudly shouted, Hriyo, Hriyo, Hriyo. So this is the ideal example of Grastha Ashram, where they keep the pleasure of Guru and Krishna in center, not one's own sense gratification. So then that whole family, that whole home is Vaikuntha, where they keep Krishna in center, where they introduce new people to come to Krishna consciousness, and everybody is worried about how to serve Krishna, how to keep Krishna in center, serve Krishna and please Krishna. We find the example of Prabhupada's father also, Srila Gaur Mohande, that always he was inviting sadhus to his home and feeding them Brahman bhojan, and after that he asks them very humbly that, please bless me, please bless my child Abhay, that he will become great devotee of Srimati Radharani. And in the night, Abhay, Prabhupada used to observe that although his father used to come late in the night, that he used to go to his puja room of Radha Krishna deities, and then he offers the bhoga, he cooks and offers bhoga, and then takes prasad. He does arati and takes prasad. And Prabhupada writes, tells that, I am awakened by the sound of ding, 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 ding. When he comes and sees, his father is worshipping the Radha Krishna deities. This, although it is midnight. And we find in Prabhupada's life also that Prabhupada took care of his family by Krishna consciously. And the right age came, right time came, he renounced and then dedicated his life completely for the mission of his spiritual master, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. So that family life where Krishna is kept in center is a glorious opportunity to go back to Godhead and to bring others to Krishna consciousness. So otherwise, one who thinks that my enjoyment is center of goal of my life and surrounded by such people, very difficult. They think that I am secure, I am safe, and they don't know that one fine day, not so unfine day, death is going to come and rip them apart from their secure, safe family life. And Prabhupada writes, nobody knows that what is going to be their next life, next body what they are going to get. Yes, we see the example of Gajendra, always being surrounded by so many she elephants. He thought that I am the king of this whole forest, who can trouble me, who can dare to trouble me. It was always that illusion. But one fine day, the fate of a crocodile came and caught his legs. And none of his family members, although they were staying so close, none of them could help him. And the fight was going on for 1,000 celestial years. But nobody could, none of his wife, children could help him. They only saw him troubling, they only shed tears, but none could help him. At last, after so many years of fighting with the crocodile, Gajendra understood that none of them can help me. The only solace is Krishna. And then he takes one lotus flower and offers Narayana, Akhila Guru, Bhagavan, Namaste. So please come and protect me. So we have to understand that. So to summarize, in the beginning we discussed about the power of mind, that how mind is our best friend also when controlled, and also worst enemy. The mind makes the exciting thing seems to be exhausting, and exhausting thing seems to be exciting. So we should not be fooled by the mind. This mind's demands are not our demands. We have to identify that. They are mind's wishes. They are mind's demands, not my demands. My demands are something separate than mind's demands. When we identify a mind separate from ours and mind's desires separate from our desires, then we can save ourselves, we can control the mind so much. Otherwise, when we start identifying mind's desires or our desires, then very difficult to control the mind. The mind is not our mentor. Mind is tormentor. Krishna and spiritual master, they are our mentors. We have to take guidance from the mentors, not from tormentors. And then we saw the Grastha Ashram, how when everybody keeps Krishna in center, pleasure of Guru and Krishna in center, that whole home is Vaikuntha. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Mastagaura Bhaktivarinda ki, Thay Gaur Premananda.